This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Climate change is fueling environmental conditions that are worsening air quality across Colorado and other western states. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
Extreme warming is erasing a half century of air quality improvements from tougher pollution regulations. New data from the nonprofit First Street Foundation show that wildfire smoke is the biggest reason for that shift, and that's especially true in Colorado. One pocket of the state near Larimer, Grand, Jackson, and Boulder counties can expect nearly a month's worth of unhealthy air days this year. And the state's bad air days are expected to increase in the decades ahead. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are trying to prevent price gouging by landlords after a major natural disaster. A bill up for its first hearing today would make it illegal for nearby landlords to raise the listed rent for available units after something like a major wildfire or flood. After Boulder County's Marshall Fire, the state investigated dozens of complaints of price gouging in the local rental market. Southern Colorado is mourning the passing of Gerald J. Cimino. The former CEO of Phil Long Car Dealerships died over the weekend. Cimino was a native of Trinidad and invested a lot of time and money into that city. Trinidad Mayor Karen Grigo.
He believed in us, and he believed that we can turn around a poor economy, and he believed we could be a shining star again.
Jay Cimino was 87. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is campaigning in Colorado today. She'll have a rally with supporters at Wings Over the Rockies in Centennial. Primary election voting is already underway, and it's too late to send back ballots in the mail. The state has more than 400 drop-off boxes, and in-person vote centers are open. Election day is a week from today, March 5th. This is CPR News and KRCC.